Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the Grant Napier Show.
This is the Grant Napier Show with Doug Christie.
This team, there he is again. My goodness.
Doug Christie, what a pass. Men against boys.
The Grant Napier Show with Doug Christie.
Crouches gets a step to the baseline. Right out with the right hand. Oh, boy.
Now, Grant Napier.
Doug is off, so I'm going to take you solo. Well, everyone's talking about Carmelo Anthony, and, you know, I don't know. I've been saying this for years. We talk about Carmelo Anthony way too much. Carmelo Anthony doesn't make anybody better. Why would you want Carmelo Anthony on your team? I said that before he got to Oklahoma City. I said that the last several years in New York. I mean, why would you want Carmelo Anthony? You know, I keep on hearing, well, gee, he's going to get waived and the Houston Rockets are going to pick him up. Why would the Houston Rockets want Carmelo Anthony? Like, what? Explain that to me. Why do the Houston Rockets want Carmelo Anthony? I get the fact that he's going to be waived. Carmelo Anthony will become a free agent in all likelihood. We also hear the Miami Heat are involved. Again, Eric Spoelstra, let me ask you. Pat Riley, let me ask you. Why do you want Carmelo Anthony? Oh, by the way, it's good to be Carmelo Anthony because you're going to get paid $27.9 million. Unbelievable. Hawks send Dennis Schroeder and Mike Muscala, who ends up in Philadelphia. Dennis Schroeder backing up Russell Westbrook is great. Absolutely great. Muscala goes to Philly for Luau Cabarrú. But to me, Schroeder is perfect with Oklahoma City. Absolutely perfect. This is a great move for the Oklahoma City Thunder. This is a great move. Absolutely a great move. But again, I go back to Carmelo Anthony. Why would you want Carmelo Anthony? All right. What else are we talking about today? We're talking about the Miami Dolphins. And I applaud the Miami Dolphins as a franchise because they have come out and said, as a business, this is what we are going to put down in our employee manual book. And if you are an employee of the Miami Dolphins and you are a player of the Miami Dolphins, this is what we expect of you as us being the employer and you being the employee. It's very simple. The Dolphins have said that we expect you to stand for the national anthem. And if you do not stand for the national anthem, it will fall in the conduct detrimental portion of the collective bargaining agreement. And you could be suspended without pay up to 4 weeks. Now, I have no problem at all if the Miami Dolphins players want to show up in the parking lot outside of the stadium an hour early and protest whatever they want to protest. I've got no problem with that. No problem at all. Go hang out in the parking lot. Make sure that you alert all the fans in South Florida that you are going to be protesting before the game on whatever it is that you're protesting. You do it on your own time. If it's a 1 o'clock game and you normally get there at 10 a.m., get there at 9 a.m. Or do this. Game ends at 4 o'clock. Take a shower, get treatment, talk to the press, and say, hey, from 5 to 6 outside in the parking lot, we are going to be protesting. If you would like to join us in our protest, this is where we'll be. Got no problem with that at all. No problem with that at all. Do it on your own time. I think this is great. I think every team in the National Football League should follow suit. You didn't have this problem in the NBA because the NBA has a commissioner that knows what the hell he's doing. Adam Silver got out in front of this and said, you know what? We're not going to have that issue in the NBA because everybody's going to stand. And everybody stood. And the NFL's doing this because they're a mess right now. They're a mess. And I think it's great as a paying customer of the National Football League. Not as a broadcaster, not as a member of the media. As someone that spends my money on the National Football League in terms of buying tickets, spending money to travel, spending money on my NFL Sunday ticket, I am in favor of this. I think it's great. I think it's fabulous. I applaud the Miami Dolphins. I wish more teams would follow suit, and I think that all the teams should follow suit, and then you wouldn't have this issue. And again, if you want to protest, that's fine. I got no problem with that at all. I may even support your protest. Just do it on your own time. I'll even have you on my radio show if you want. I'm doing Rome on August 2nd and August 3rd. You want to come on and talk about where you're going to be protesting? Give me a call. You'll be heard all over North America. All right? No problem with that at all. Zero issues. But don't do it when you're wearing a uniform playing for the Miami Dolphins or any of the other National Football League teams, because that's not what I go watch games for. I don't walk into the stadium to see people protest. I don't want it. I've told you that. I told you this way before Colin Kaepernick took a knee. I've been talking about this for years and years and years on this radio show. Don't want it in sports, period. I'm not changing my mind. I don't want it in sports. You want to do it outside the stadium? Fine. I'll even promote it for you if you want. I have no problem going on the air and saying, hey, listen, these players are going to be in this section of the parking lot either before the game or after the game, and this is what they are bothered by, and this is the issue that they're having problems with in our society. And if you would like to join them in their fight and in their cause, this is where they're going to be. I got no problem. I'll help them promote it. No problem at all. But I don't want to see it. Don't be running out on the field and during the national anthem. Don't want it. So I applaud the Miami Dolphins for this. It's great. All right, 339-1140, 800-920-1140. All right, did you see round one at Carnoustie? I watched it last night for a couple of holes before I went to bed. Got up this morning, watched it some more. Then I actually went out and played some golf today. And you turn on the golf course or the golf, and you see a golf course that just looks like, gosh, that's a golf course? And I'm playing Carnoustie next June, and I'm excited about it. But, I mean, if you look at that golf course, what is that that they're playing on today? Did you see that Zach Johnson today? Did you see that? Teed off on a par four with an 8-iron. Think about that for a minute. An 8-iron on a 400-plus yard par four. I read where Dustin Johnson hit a 475-yard drive on a par five and went pitching wedge into the green. The fairways are like, you know, hitting a ball down the freeway. Now, the problem with that is there are those pop bunkers everywhere. And when you get in one of those pop bunkers, you got big issues. Kevin Kisner, 5 under par. Three others, including Tony Finau. Boy, what a year he's having. One shot off the pace at 4 under. Rory McIlroy at 2 under par. Justin Thomas, 2 under par. Then you get the group at 1 under par, which includes Webb Simpson, Matt Kuchar, Ricky Fowler. And then an even par, a group that includes Tiger Woods. Tiger was a 2-under for a while, ends up at even par. So you're 5 off the pace if you're Tiger. Fine, just stay in the hunt. Hang around. You got to figure that probably 15-under is going to win this tournament. That's my guess. I'm looking at the forecast. I'm looking at everything else. Again, 5 off the pace after round one's not the end of the world if you're Tiger Woods. But today, with the conditions today were as benign as can be. Absolutely as benign as can be. And I'm not saying even par is bad, because it's not bad. But it's not great. You're still tied for 32nd. But again, you know, round one, you got 3 rounds, you're 5 under. You know, if you're one of those players that's even par and you go out and shoot a 66 tomorrow or a 67, you're probably going to be 1 or 2 off the lead. Probably. So round two coming up a little bit later tonight. due to the time difference. I believe it's 8 hours from here to Scotland, and it stays light forever there. So they start early, they play late. And again, round one in the books, the defending champion of the Open Championship is Jordan Spieth. All right, baseball tomorrow. There's one game tonight, St. Louis and Chicago. Ken Korak, the voice of the A's, is going to join us a little bit later. I think the A's are the best story in baseball. I really do. Best story in baseball. And when you think about this series tomorrow for the Giants and the A's, it's just a continuation of what we saw last weekend when Oakland took 2 of 3. So coming up on the show, we are going to talk to Ken Korak, the voice of the A's at 4, Christopher Mad Dog Russo coming up at 5. All right, it is official. I talked about this on Tuesday. Greg Papa is no longer the voice of the Oakland Raiders. He has been replaced by Brent Musburger. And Greg Papa is away this week. He is coming back on Monday, and he has said that he will talk about this on his show coming up on Monday. So we'll just have to wait and see. But he is no longer the voice of the Oakland Raiders. Here's the headline in the San Jose Mercury News, all right? Because I think they're all over this when you talk about what's going on with Greg Papa. It has as much to do with Al Davis as Mark Davis. Why Greg Papa's departure has as much to do with Al Davis as Mark Davis. And so this story is going to pick up a lot of steam on Monday, depending on how Greg handles this. I don't know what Greg's going to say. I am not even going to try to guess what he is going to say. What I do know is, well, I think I know. I don't know for sure. This is truly a rift between Greg Papa and Mark Davis. That's what I believe. That is exactly what I believe. Now, again, I may be wrong, and I'll wait for Greg to talk about it, but I think this is a situation where Greg Papa and Mark Davis had a real issue. Now, Mark Davis came out today and made a statement. He made it via paper. The Raiders organization would like to thank Greg Papa for his 2 decades of service to the Silver and Black. He wasn't just given the job, he earned it. With intense preparation, Greg was always ready for the call, just as my generation remembers Bill King and Holy Toledo. The Raider Nation will remember Greg Papa and Touchdown Raiders. We wish Greg and his family the best and whatever the future brings. Again, I understand Tom Flores. He's 81 years old. I didn't think he was doing a very good job. I love Tom. I got to know Tom. I enjoy talking football with Tom. He's a class act. But he wasn't very good anymore in the air. Let's call it the way it is, all right, please? So now you have Brent Musburger, who is taking over for Greg Papa. So if you want to talk about that, 339-1140 and 800-920-1140. Again, Doug is off, so we're going to take some phone calls, and we're going to start with Brandon. Hello, Brandon.
Yeah, hey, Grant. It's not about what's going on with the Raiders.
Go ahead. Hello. All right, we lost him. Let's get to Wayne. Hello, Wayne.
Hey, Grant. How you doing?
I'm well, Wayne. What can we do?
Thanks for taking my call. I listened to your story about the Raiders gig and your opinion on that, and I kind of respect that in to some degree. But I think protest in itself needs to be out a little bit more, no matter how much money we're spending for a ticket or whatever, you know. Having a protest in the parking lot doesn't really get it done for me, you know what I'm saying?
I don't know about you, but if I go to take my wife to go see a play, a theater, whether it's on Broadway or somewhere else, and I walk into the theater, I don't want to see the actors and actresses giving me political and social statements as I get ready to watch what is supposed to be 2.5 to 3 hours of entertainment. When I go to an NFL game and I do pay money to go buy tickets to go to NFL games, that's not what I want when I go to sports. All right. I don't want it in my sports. And I personally, it leaves a bad taste in my mouth when I see it on the inside the sports arena. I have no problem with it outside the venue. I have no problem with athletes who are very well known, who could gather media anytime they wanted to preach whatever they want on any type of issues. I would support them and getting the word out, but I don't want to see it while I'm going to watch a game.
Well, you know, totally. I get, like I'm saying, I'm not trying to degrade your opinion on it, and kind of sort of I understand that, but I think the political climate that we're in this time is to squash everybody's, you know, situation and bringing things to light.
Well, I'm going to tell you what the political climate's going to do. The political climate is going to ruin sports. That's what the political climate is going to do.
I totally agree with you. Totally agree with you.
Yeah, yes, I don't want sports. I don't want sports ruined because of the political climate. That's not what sports is for. Sports is not for, you know, the political climate. That's why we have sports, as a deviation to the other things that are going on in our life. There are many other avenues for political and social issues other than when the games are going on. That's my opinion.
Well, no, I understand it. I got to tell you, I'm a 65-year-old dude, and I've been around a long time, and I'm a Raiders fan. I heard your situation with Tom and the other folks as well, and kind of agree with that or not. But, you know, it's just it's a shame that it's got to this, you know. And it just kind of makes me sad that the people that, you know, when you look at the league and the minority, almost 90% of the people can't speak out how they need to do it. I think that, you know, there needs to be other avenues besides.
You see, that's where, you know, and as you respect my opinion, I respect yours greatly. But you see, that's where I completely 100% disagree with you. Any professional athlete can speak out on whatever they want, and they could easily get a whole bunch of media to cover them speaking out without doing it at work. Easily. It would be very simple. I mean, you know, I don't understand why that is such a difficult thing. If you want to protest, go ahead. I mean, I don't know what you do for a living, sir, but I can't protest here at my radio station or when I walk into, you know, announce a Kings game in the NBA. I don't have that. I can't do that, or else I'm going to probably I'm going to be unemployed. What makes it any different for our professional athletes? I don't understand that.
Well, I think if you look at the where you're at, Grant, and where those gentlemen are, I think it's totally different. I mean, I don't know that you agree with that, and obviously you don't, but I think, you know, you're looking at a conglomerate of people that are working in that thing, several different ethnic things, and you know, it's different from where I'm just saying, I'm, you know, kind of talk, a little bit of rambling here, but I think from where you stand to compare to what they do, you know, for a living, totally different.
See, I'm sorry, I don't agree with you. The only reason why it's different is because the amount of money that they make. That's it. Okay. They're a public figure on a much smaller degree. I'm a public figure. Although in Sacramento, I'm more than just a public figure. I'm a well-known public figure. I couldn't do that, and nor would I, because that's not why I've been hired, and that's not part of my job. Now, if I want to do it on my own time, then that's different. But I can't come on the air and do that, nor would I. I can't do that when I'm announcing a TV game, nor would I. That's not what my audience wants, I don't believe. And so I just – and again, I really appreciate your call. This is just – I'm just going to say it. I applaud the Miami Dolphins. I think it's great. And if any individual has a problem with what's going on in the world and they want to do it on their own time, whether it's before the game or after the game, or they want to have a town hall meeting, you know, as much as I get on DeMarcus Cousins' case – you know what? I applauded the heck out of him for what he did two summers ago. He went back to his hometown in Alabama, and he had a town hall discussion with the local police department and members of the community, okay? It was very well covered. It was very well attended. It was on all the networks. It was on ESPN. It was on Fox Sports 1. It got immense coverage. And you know what? It had nothing to do with the Sacramento Kings, and it had nothing to do with the NBA. And I applaud DeMarcus for doing that, and that's the point that I'm trying to make. It was a very powerful town hall meeting. He got the message out, okay? He was able to get a lot of media coverage, and it had nothing to do with him playing in the NBA, and that's the way you go about doing it.
Well, you know, I'm not trying to squash your opinion by all means. I, you know, and that's really the reason I called you, was to say, hey, this is what it's about. We're all about our own opinions. But I think that by truthfully, well, I really believe this. I believe the Miami Dolphins has opened up a can that's going to, like, create a nightmare for us football fans. If we all love football, I know you're Giants fans.
Hey, let me ask you this: when you get on a plane, and the pilot comes on and says, "Ladies and gentlemen, you know we're next in line for takeoff. Please make sure your seatbelts are fastened," and then makes a political or social comment to what he believes in. Now, wait a minute. Would that bother you as a person on the airplane?
Yeah, David, I think you're.
It's the exact same thing.
Yes, I would say yes, but I think you're shading.
No, I'm not. It's the exact same thing. It's not part of why we go to games. And I appreciate your phone call. It was a very good discussion. I've got a bunch of full phone calls that I have to get to. But I'll give you the last word. Go ahead. I'll give you the last word.
No. Like I said, I really appreciate your time and what you said about the plane thing. I totally would not be interested in that, but I think we're looking at a different parameter there. But yep. I do respect your view. I just totally disagree with it.
That's fine.
Have a great day.
Hey, you have a great day too. Thank you. I'm paying money to go watch a game. I don't want it. Plain and simple. And I'll tell you right now, as a loyal New York Giants fan, okay, if one of the New York Giants players wants to go into the locker room because they don't want to stand for the national anthem, which is there right now under the policy, I will stand up and boo that player. I don't care whether they're black, they're white, they're Asian, they're Hispanic. I don't care. It does not matter to me their race, their ethnicity. It would make no difference to me. I don't care if it's Eli Manning. When he runs onto the field from the locker room because he didn't stand for the anthem, as a paying customer, as someone that can voice my opinion with either booing or applauding, I am going to boo. Now, if they want to do the same thing, you know, in front of their house or at Times Square with every TV and radio station in Manhattan covering it, I got no problem with it. I'll even help them promote it. I have no problem with that at all. Zero. All right, let's get to Eric. Hello, Eric. Welcome to the show. How are you today? Oops, sorry. Number five always gets stuck. Eric, go right ahead. You're on the air.
Thank you. I appreciate you giving me the opportunity to voice my opinion on this situation. Now, we know two things about our president. He's protesting the way the history of presidents have been presidents in the past. Everything that he's doing is against what presidents have done in the past. There's no doubt about it, and he does it every day. He gets on TV, says one thing, then turns around and does another.
What does this have to do with the Miami Dolphins?
I'm going to tell you
okay.
in just a minute.
Okay.
So what it has to do with, as you're saying, he is protesting against America and what he says and does.
In your opinion.
Players, my personal opinion, if I was a player in the NFL, as we know what happened with the Sacramento Kings when that situation happened and that young man got killed in Sacramento and those two games that those people protested and didn't let people get into that game, it hurt the owners. It hurt the owner's pockets. Even though all of those tickets that were pre-sold, they got the money for that. But the concession stand and everything else that they did.
It did. It did cost the franchise money. I don't think, and I don't know how much, but there's no question about that.
Okay.
That definitely cost that franchise money. I don't think anyone could debate that. But again, what does that have to do with the Miami Dolphins and their decision today? Let's stick to sports.
We're sticking to sports. So now what I say, if I was a player in the NFL, my stand would be this. As you stated, these players make millions of dollars. So now when games are at home, the players have the opportunity to take up a collection plate. And anybody who wants to turn in their ticket and get paid face value for it so that they are not in that stadium watching that game that day will hurt the owner's pockets. So that is a way that they could actually protest silently without saying, you know what, I have to stand up. I don't have to.
Yeah, you know what? But the ticket sales is not really the biggest. The biggest source of revenue for team sports in America is television money. So the only way you're going to ever hurt owners in professional sports is to have the TV ratings drop and have people turn the TVs off, which will have a domino effect on professional sports as we see it. And you see, I go back to what my initial statement. I've been saying this for – I don't want to brag, but I'm going to brag. I've been saying this for years and years and years. This isn't something I just started talking about a year ago or 2 years ago. I have been talking about this for over 10 years about sports is sports and it's separate from the rest of the world and keep sports out of our protest and things of that nature. Now, I know people want to bring up the Olympics and I know people – that's fine. You can bring up anything you want. I'm just giving you as a – and again, I'm not speaking to you as a sports broadcaster here. I'm speaking to you as a sports fan. I don't want that in my sports. I don't care if it goes on outside the stadium or the arena. I'm fine with that. I don't want it at my games.
But you can't because they're human. There are people just like we are. They have incidents and family members being killed just like we
do. You know what? This has nothing to do with family members being killed, okay? What you and I are talking about are completely different things. I have no problems with any individual protesting or being bothered by whatever social or political climate we live in. I would even pat them on the back for sticking up for what they believe in. I'm fine with that. I have no problem. That's what this country was founded on. I just don't want it when I'm paying my money to go to a game. That's all. That's all I'm saying.
I get that, and that's your prerogative. And you can say, you know what, for me, I don't want that. But players are saying to themselves, you know what, I have family members who have had these things done to them. Or I've been stereotyped by police officers as well. We've seen professional players get tased. We've seen players say, lost a family member behind something.
I understand where you're coming from, and I understand the points that you're making, and I understand why, in your mind, they're very valid. I'm not saying they're not valid. All I'm saying is I don't want it when they're at work. Do it when they're not at work. That's all I'm saying. We'll be right back. This is Sports 1140 KHDK. All right, we are back with you here, Sports 1140, KHDK, the A's and the Giants. Tomorrow, we'll talk with Ken Korak, the voice of the Oakland A's, coming up at 4 o'clock. Christopher Mad Dog Russo is going to be coming your way at 5 o'clock. All right, why don't we get to phone calls, and it's Brandon. Brandon, welcome. How are you?
I'm doing good. How are you?
I'm good. What can we do for you?
Yeah, you know, I had a completely opposing opinion to you regarding the Miami Dolphins policy, but after hearing you, you know, discussing with a few other callers, you completely reversed my train of thought, and I just wanted to express my appreciation for once again an awesome day of sports talk with hearing you. Anyway, so.
Well, you know what? Okay, I really appreciate you saying that. What was it that I said that changed your mind?
More so. You expressing how you would stand by any retaliation, not retaliation, but
I would support an athlete who would want to stick up for a cause and would help them promote their appearances if they would like me to do that as a member of the sports media. I don't know if that's what you're saying, but again, I just don't want to spend my money and go see that when I'm going to a sporting event. That's not why I watch sports.
And you putting it in that perspective, just kind of opened my mindset a little bit more to putting myself in my place of work and trying to openly express my political views. It wouldn't go over so well.
No, it wouldn't. No, it wouldn't.
And you're expressing what it appeared to be as an unbiased opinion. Again, that helped my understanding and my thought process of where an other side of the conversation could be coming from. So yeah. Again, I just wanted to say thank you and express my appreciation for you and have a great day.
Hey, thanks for listening to the show. I appreciate that. 339-1140, 800-920-1140, and we get to Ron. Hi, Ron.
Hi, Grant. Thanks for taking my call.
Thank you.
Grant, what's the progression of the free agency with the Kings?
What's the what now?
The progression. I mean, is there any more movement?
Well, I know that they have reached out to Bielitsa, the free agent from Minnesota. He is still available. There was no news as of me coming on the air today at 3 o'clock. I believe that they're going to, and I've said this before free agency began, that they would be minimally involved in free agency this year because they're set up very, very well for free agency next year. And I think it's next summer is when they're going to be extremely active in free agency.
Oh, great. Okay, thank you very much. Right,
thank you.
Appreciate it.
My pleasure. Vince, welcome to the show, Vince.
Hey, Grant, thanks for taking my call. First of all, I totally support what the Miami Dolphins are doing in terms of their stance, but I think here's what people need to realize. Well, not just you, but anybody listening, is that I think freedom of speech is one of the most misunderstood things in the English language because, yes, it gives you the right to say or express what you want, but it doesn't protect you from the ramifications of it. And just as a for instance, and I'll tie this into what I do for a living. I work as a delivery driver for a bottled water company. Let's say I come to your house and set you up with service, and I walk in with my company's uniform on, and I'm wearing a political hat. Never mind if it's Hillary Clinton or Donald Trump. You're going to look at me and say, well, wait a minute, who is this guy? And then let's say I, you know, set you up with the service, and then right after it I say, Grant, while you're at it, continue to support Donald Trump or continue to resist Donald Trump. You're going to look at me and say, you came to my house for business, not to get on your political soapbox. And I think that's what these professional athletes need to realize. Nobody's saying they can't do it away from their professional domain. It just needs to be kept out of their professional domain, just like anybody else. And that's true whether you're a professional football player, whether you're a truck driver, whether you're a bank teller.
Hey, listen, I wouldn't let a serviceman a serviceman come into my house because he was wearing a Red Sox hat. Forget about a political hat. I'm very serious. I said, hey, you're not coming into my house with that hat on. And so that had to do with, you know, just – but, yeah, I get your point. And I just – again, I have no problem. We live in a country where you're free to protest and you're free to speak out on what you believe in. But I don't want it at sports venues. That's not why I'm going to sports. I don't want to see it. And I hope that's why I thought Adam Silver handled this about as well as you could at the beginning of the year. And it was a non-issue in the NBA this year, an absolute non-issue.
Well, you're absolutely right. It was a non-issue, and I think also what it comes down to is that, I mean, the NFL owners are no different than any other business owner, because if you're a business owner and your employees are doing any sort of behavior that's detrimental to business, you're darn right you're going to make some changes, you know. And
of course you
that's
are.
All I have.
Yep.
I mean, that's what people need to realize. Thanks for taking my call, Grant. I appreciate it.
All right, thank you. 339-1140, and we get to Bill. Hello, Bill. Welcome to the show.
Hey, Grant. Thanks for taking my call.
Thank you for calling.
Yeah. I don't usually comment on these political topics, but it kind of reminded me. Your points are kind of reminding me of a time I took my wife and we went to a rock concert years ago, and it was during the Iraq War, and it was really political at that point. And I remember one of the headlining band basically took 30 minutes or so of just their opportunity to rant about, you know, their political view on this topic, and I kind of left. We just basically walked out because, you know, it was just against what we were, you know, believing in at the time, but. The difference is that their employee, I mean, I guess they're almost looked at as an independent contractor. They, you know, they employ themselves. I mean, except for maybe the promotion company that put it on. But, you know, we had the option at that point to leave. But I kind of felt almost frauded at that point because I'd paid to see them perform their album. And, you know, and then I think about going to an establishment like, you know, Golden One. And if something happens where they interrupt it for a protest, I feel like I'm almost being frauded out of what I was expecting to pay them.
Here's the bottom line. Do you have a problem with what the Miami Dolphins announced today? That's really what we're talking about.
No, I don't.
Yeah, and I don't either. I actually am. I think it's great. And I'm a big supporter of that. And I know they're under a lot of criticism. I applaud them for coming out and saying, hey, here's the deal. This is what we expect from our employees. And this is what's going to happen if the rules of our company are not followed. I don't see why that is such a big issue. I really don't.
Well, and one problem I have with it is why is it one single team having to come out and make this stance? Why isn't
the
NFL setting the standard?
They're not the only team that have come out. Correct me if I'm wrong here. The New York Jets owner came out and said we would actually support our players if they do not stand for the anthem and we would not fine them, blah, blah, blah. So, I mean, there are teams that – here's the deal. It's under the umbrella of the National Football League, but you have 32 teams with 32 different owners, and each team can make their own rules as how they interpret the way the collective bargaining agreement is written. So that again, they
because there's no unification between all the teams.
And you see, and that's the problem. Whereas in the NBA, Adam Silver's got all 30 teams completely abiding by the exact same letter of the law, if you want to put it that way, and everyone is fine with it, and you don't have this issue in the NBA, and that's why Adam Silver deserves such a huge pat on the back. Roger Goodell has a mess on his hands, and the fact that the teams are policing this and or running their businesses differently from each other, it's not an ideal situation. That is for sure.
I appreciate it. Thank you. Have a great one.
Thank you. All right. 339-1140. 800-920-1140. This is Grant Napier. Doug is off. I'm taking you right up till 7 o'clock on Sports 1140. All right, we are continuing on Sports 1140 KHDK. Is this Stanley?
Yes.
Oh, my gosh. That means we must be getting close to the Cowboys blowing another season, because I wouldn't hear from you if it wasn't almost football season.
Well, greetings from Colorado Springs.
Now, what are you doing in Colorado Springs?
Grant, there is such a thing that's called vacation time.
All right. Well, okay. You know what? Even you, Stanley, deserve vacations. I have no problem with that. I hope you're having a good time.
Well, Grant, it's really the British Open that's suffering because, you know, I don't know what you were doing. I left early Sunday. They should have Tony Romo in that tournament. They really should.
In what tournament?
The British Open.
And why is that?
Because he's a great golfer. He's probably better than anybody else.
Let me tell you something, boy. He ought to be sending huge gift certificates to Mark Mulder and Joe Pavelski for peeing in their pants on the 16th, 17th, and 18th at Edgewood. Tony Romo, who tried everything in his power to lose the tournament by teeing off with an iron on an easy par 5. Then he gets a par, and Joe Pavelski misses a 4-foot putt. I mean, Romo ought to be like buying San Jose Sharks season tickets because of what Pavelski did.
Grant, the bottom line is he won.
He did win that. You know what? It's the only thing he's ever won in his life. Couldn't win anything with the Cowboys. At least he finally won something.
And Grant, didn't you say, speaking of Pavelski, didn't you say that was what Romo does?
He does every year. They ought to change the name of that lake there from Lake Lambier to Lake Romo.
Uh-huh. Well, Grant.
Stanley, when are you coming? When are you coming back from Colorado Springs?
Grant, it'll probably be probably going to leave Wednesday.
All right, let me ask you a question, Stanley. What are some of the things you like to do when you're on vacation?
Grant, this is the first time I've been to the state, Colorado.
And beautiful.
Yes, it is, especially out there at the Air Force Academy when you're looking down.
Gorgeous.
Yes, it is. That is beautiful. It's scenic.
Hey, my stepson is in the special forces of the Air Force, so I'm happy that you're talking about the Air Force. Let me ask you, what do you like to do when you're on vacation?
Grant, I like to drink a certain beer. I like to look around. I like to just sleep late.
All right.
Stuff that I like to do that, see different things. And by the way, being as how we drove out this time, I'd never even been past Reno in Nevada, let alone Wyoming.
Well, Stanley, let me tell you something. There's a big world out there. You need to get off your butt and start exploring it a little bit.
Yeah, Grant, I'm doing that.
All right.
By the way, you tell your son that if he was a real good military, not that I got anything against the Air Force, but tell him to go submarines in the Navy.
He chose the Air Force, so I'll tell him that. Thanks, Stanley. Have a good time in Colorado Springs. All right, 339-1140. 800-920-1140. You know, that is one thing I don't think I could do. You know, like being submarines and you're underneath the water for that long. Like, bless those troops and our servicemen and women that go patrol the waters of the world in those submarines. Oh, my goodness. All right, let's get to Ricky. Hello, Ricky.
Hey, Grant, how you doing? Thanks for having me.
Thank you.
Hey, I just want to call and say on the protest, I 100% agree with you. You know, you, when you walk into like a Target or a Walmart, if they had some employees there protesting or doing anything political or anything like that, they wouldn't be around much longer. And, you know, people got all upset when the owners, you know, passed that new rule about, you know, they could stay in the locker room and they're not letting the, you know, the players express themselves and all that jazz. That's like that in every single other job in the world. I used to work for a large big box company, and they used to let people go just based on their conduct on Facebook, because when you sign up, you know, it talks about, you know, things that are detrimental to the company and things like that. So if you go and post on your Facebook, I work for so-and-so, and you're posting, you know, political things or just, you know, just bad things on your Facebook and things like that, they'll go back and they'll can you just because of that. You know, when you have a boss, you have to follow their rules. And if it's costing the company money or the NFL money, which the protests are, they're going to change that because they're going to want their money, you know?
With you. Thank you very much for the call. Thank you. Let's get to David. Hello, David.
Hey, Grant. How's it going?
Good. David, what's up?
I got to say, you know, I can't stand the Cowboys, but I've just become Stanley's biggest fan because I was a U.S. Navy submariner as well.
Oh, really? Were you? Gosh. What would be the longest time that you would be under the water?
Well, I was on what they call boomers, which is we have a two-crew system, so we only went out for 2 to 3 months at a time. We'd come back for a month and swap crews, and the other crew would go out.
All right, so when you were out for 2 or 3 months at a time, how often did the submarine surface?
Probably once a week to get supplies, but we'd go duck topside and do a barbecue and a swim call once each patrol.
Wow. Well, bless you, and thank you for your service.
Thank you. Real quick, Crane, I wanted to make two quick points. You know, I completely understand your viewpoint on wanting to leave politics out of sports and whatnot, and I'm not here to change your mind. What I would say, though, is that it's kind of unfair to me because the NFL uses its platform to promote other things that are non-sports related, whether it's cancer awareness or supporting the troops and whatnot. So I think kind of say, well, you can only talk about these things that we agree with, but not these things that we don't agree with is a little bit unfair to the players.
Well, boy, I would hope that we never, ever, 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 ever get to a point in our society where we can't talk about cancer prevention and the support of our military. I mean, gosh, I mean, there have to be some things in our society that are sacred, are they not?
Oh, no, I completely agree. I like that they talk about supporting our troops and cancer awareness, although to me, I feel, this is just my personal opinion, that it's a little bit ungenuine coming from the NFL where, oh, yeah, we support cancer awareness. However, most of our sponsors are products that cause cancer, whether it's alcohol or fast food or things of that nature.
Well, I think you're getting a little carried away on that. Okay, I really do.
Well, that's why I said that. That's just my personal opinion. I'm not expecting anyone else necessarily feel that way.
All right.
The second point I wanted to make is that, you know, people are going to have their opinions on one side of the fence or the other. I think it's time to come down to a solution. I don't have a problem with the Miami Dolphins saying, hey, we want everyone to stand. I just think now was not the right time as far as to actually make things better.
Okay, fair enough.
I think the NFL keep bringing up the issue is making it worse, and it would have gone away by now had Trump not said anything last year and had Miami not say anything right now.
All right,
I think it would have gone away by now.
Hey, thank you for your call. I appreciate it very much. Let's get to Michael. Hello, Michael.
Hey, Grant, how you doing?
I'm well, thank you.
I have a question. I wondered, the Star Spangled Banner, maybe what, 2-3 minutes long? Does it hinder the start of the game? If the game is supposed to start at 1:25, does the game start at 1:25 even though the players are kneeling or whatever?
The game starts the exact same time. Period. All the games start at the same time. There, everything is timed. There's a timing sheet that the league follows leading up to kickoff in terms of, you know, the warm-up, when teams need to come out of the locker room, when the national anthem starts, when it concludes, when the coin flip is. Everything is timed out to the minute, and that's true also in the NBA as well.
Yeah, so that's where, you know, to me, and like your caller said before, this is my personal opinion, to me that makes absolutely no difference. If the game starts on time, I'm not coming to the game to you know, necessarily watch the national.
The game starts when I'll tell you when the game starts. The game starts as soon as the paying customer walks into your venue. That's when the game starts.
But there's not action going on.
That doesn't matter. When the consumer enters your place of business, okay, when the doors open and the consumer then comes in, at that point, that's when the rules are enforced.
Yeah. Again, just, you know, my personal opinion, I just think that, you know, the little 2 or 3 minutes that someone is kneeling and they're not vocally saying anything, they're just kneeling, and evidently it's catching people's attention, but it's not stopping the game. You know, it's not like they're
yeah, that's yeah. It has nothing to do with the stopping of the game or speeding up the game. It has nothing to do with it. But hey, you have a good rest of the day. Thank you for your call.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. When we come back, we're going to talk about this big series that continues tomorrow in Oakland. The A's, one of the top stories in baseball. They take on the Giants beginning tomorrow. It is a continuation of the Bay Bridge series with Ken Korak, the voice of the A's. That's next.